Lord, thank you for your promises that are all yes in Jesus. Lord, when you say something, you mean it. And Lord, that can be depended on. We can trust you. And I ask, Lord, your blessings. You said that if we lift up Jesus, you'll draw people to yourself, all men to yourself. Lord, well, I pray that may be our experience this morning. We lift up Jesus as we come to your word. Lord, to hear the Master himself, to hear what he's got to say to us. And Lord, to respond with our hearts, our souls, our minds, our strength, all that we are, to you, Lord. We just ask your blessing and pray for your mercies. Father God, with the help of your Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. And here's our verses for today. We're going to look at we've been looking at Jesus saying about who he is. I am. You remember?
Yes.
And we've looked at several already. We've got to a new one today where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So this is the passage where it comes from. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. But you don't know that way around you. In my Father's house are many mansions, you say. Well, the word mansion means a dwelling place, a room. It's plenty of room for us, though, isn't it? Yeah? In my Father's house are many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I'm going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. And from now on you do know him, and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Those are astounding claims that Jesus makes there. Yeah. He's claiming to be God. That's nothing less than that. So let's have a look at our first picture, shall we? Right. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? I like Thomas, for all sorts of reasons, but have you ever been too shy to ask a question because you thought you'd look stupid?
Yeah.
You have. You shouldn't be. You're stupid anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. No. Well, don't worry, is what I say. Do you know, when I was a young lad at school, right, we used to do PE lessons. This was at the secondary school, PE lessons, and this PE teacher explained the new game, you know, what the teams were and how they different moves and everything else. He'd explain it. And when he'd explained it all, he'd say, now then, any stupid questions? Right? That's a bit daunting for some people. But I'd say, ah, sir, what if? You needn't be afraid of them. Stupid questions are stupid questions. Now, let me tell you this as well. You know, often, people are waiting for you to ask the stupid question because they're too scared to ask it themselves. My dear Jean, when she was teaching, she used to go to these conferences places, and they'd have these lecturers giving bits and bobs out, you know. And they'd say something, and when they came to a bit that Jean didn't understand, she'd say, could you explain that, please? I don't know what that means. Right? She wasn't afraid of looking stupid, because it wasn't a stupid question. Right? And you know, so many people in the course came up to her afterwards and said, I'm so glad you asked that, because I didn't know either. Well, why didn't they ask? Yeah? So, Thomas, he says, you say, we know the way, but we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? That's not a stupid question, really, is it? He doesn't understand, of course, and so he's prepared to ask. You never learn anything if you don't ask questions. That's the way it works. Yeah? So, next slide, please. So, here we have a modern question. It is a modern question. Is there a right way? I phrase it that way. Is there a right way? Is there one way that's right? Because, you see, you listen in society today, this is one of the modern ways of thinking. There is no such thing as anything that's absolute. There's, what's right for you is right for you, but it may not be right for me. Yeah. What's true for you may be true for you, but it doesn't have to be true for me. Well, I've got news for you. Truth doesn't change with opinions. truth is set fixed. It can't change, right? There is a right way, and that means if there's a right way, all the other options are wrong ways. It's as serious as that. Yeah? And so, with all these choices, you see, I mean, plenty of doors. Which is the right door to go through? Yeah? That was one of my questions as a young man when I was at university. A friend of mine, a Jewish lad, Roger, he was asking, what do you Christians believe? I thought I was a Christian then. I wasn't. I thought I was. He said, what do you Christians believe? And I said, well, Christians believe that Jesus is the only way to God. Well, that was a good answer. That's a true answer. Yeah, yeah, that's the truth, yes. But I said, he said to me, if you really believe that, then you ought to be out there telling people. He got it better than I had. If you really believe that, you ought to be out there telling people. And my answer was, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Maybe you're right, you Jewish people. But I got a Muslim friend at the university as well. Maybe Mohammed's right. I don't know. But he set me off on a journey. A journey to find out which door was the right door. And the answer, I'll just offer you this as a simple solution. The answer is this. The one that's got the answer for sin and death has got the answer. And it's Jesus. Every other religion is an attempt to get right with God by doing your bit. Isn't it? You know? You say your prayers, you do your services, you offer your sacrifices, you do your stuff. Yeah? That's all an attempt to get right with God. My faith says that God knew I couldn't get right with him, so he made it right with me. Came down from heaven to earth, made himself human in order to die for human beings, to make us right with God. That's the only solution. So the only door is Jesus. Jesus says, I am the way. So we're going to look at that for a little bit, and the other things that he says as well. So next thing, please. What do you need? There's a map of Ambleside. Yes? Have you been to Ambleside? It's the Lake District. Yes? Yeah? Ambleside. What do you need when you're going to a place you've never been before? What do you need? Ah, well, the next picture will tell you. You need three things. You need three things when you go into a place you've never been before. Right? Next, please. You need a map, you need a compass, and you need your Kendall Mint Cake. Something to keep you going on the journey. Yeah?
You didn't tell us we were ambling there.
Ah, we're ambling, yes. Oh, you don't, no sad naps here, please. This is on your feet. This is. I'm using it as an illustration, sort of a parable of what the Christian life is about. Yeah, it's about living this, friends. It's not about just theory stuff. Yeah. So you need a map, you need a compass, and you need the Kendall Mint Cake, something to keep you going. Jesus is all of those, as we'll see. Yeah, Jesus is all of those. Yeah. So next, please. Right. How can we know he's the way? Well, Jesus makes these claims. How do you know that Jesus is what he claims to be? Well, number one is, check out what he says with the results. Some people make big noises, but they don't do much. Yeah, but Jesus, what he said, he did. What he promises, people have found out, it's true. So that's pretty good, isn't it? Tick that box. Then there's another one. And this is the best way. He says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Do you know how you find out? By personal experience. Yes? Personal experience. It's interesting because in our society, in our way we think, what we want is see and taste. What we say is, I'll look it over, and if it looks alright, I'll try it. Yeah? It's the way it goes, isn't it? God says, I'm not doing it that way. God says, you trust me, and then you'll see. You'll find out. That's the way it works. So, you'll have to trust him, won't you? And then the third one is, if you want to know he's the way, read the instruction manual, which is the Bible. The Bible is full of prophecies about Jesus. Loads and loads of prophecies about Jesus. When he was walking with his disciples after his resurrection, it says he went through the book explaining to them all the things about himself. Jesus was prophesied. He is the way, the promised one. Okay, so if you want to get from A to B, Jesus is the one. Next slide, please. Right. And I just want to bring this up as a really practical thing. Yeah? It's not about the theory of travelling. What I mean by that is, you know, we can say, well, I can explain to you how to get to heaven. All you need to do is put your trust in Jesus. That's good, isn't it? But it's not all about getting to heaven. Yeah? It's about doing the journey here till you get there. Yeah? I can show you where B is, heaven, but you're an A. And getting to B, there's a bit in between. And you've got to live it. So, destination plus direction means discipleship. It's no good knowing the theory, friends. You've got to live it. And there's the challenge for us, isn't there? Okay. And Paul, I've got a quote from Paul there. I admit that I worship the God of our ancestors as a follower of the way. Early Christians were called followers of the way. I don't know if you knew that. Yes. And the way is Jesus. But it's not just about Jesus. It's about the lifestyle, the choices, the decisions you make are all in line with what Jesus wants. Yes. So the journey is important. It's about discipleship, friends. It's not just about knowing how to get where the end is. It's about getting there. Next slide, please. So, we've got our map. Jesus shows us where we're going. And he shows us what he wants us to be like in his word, right? But we need a reference point. Jesus says, I am the truth. Amazing, yes? People don't believe in truth now, you know. Yeah? It's true. That's true. People don't believe in truth. It's what's true for you. May not be true for me. Bible doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you, life isn't like that. I'll just give you one, and it's a very topical one, and it's an important one. We have all this matter of gender identity these days, don't we? Mm-hmm. Yes? Right? The percentage of people that have real issues on gender identity is minute. You wouldn't know that from the media, would you?
No.
Everybody's got a problem. Right? But let me tell you this. Everyone who's born into this world has either got an X chromosome and a Y, or an X chromosome and an X. And so, do you know what that means?
Male or female.
It's either male or female. Yes? Double X means you're female. X and Y means you're a bloke. That's how it is. You may like to change the ideas in your head, but your body's telling you what you are. So the truth, we need a reference point. We need someone who says, that's where we start from. And the compass is your reference point when you're going on a journey, isn't it? Yeah? Adrian was telling me, during the time when you were out in the desert, you had to go and visit somewhere, set off in the car, yeah? Hours of driving, getting nowhere, and then eventually found his way back, right? He went out east, was it?
Yeah.
Came back west. Why? You're in the desert, you don't know any references, you don't know where you are, you could be going round in circles, as he was. You need something that tells you that way is that way. And Jesus is that way to tell you which way to go. He's your reference point. He is the truth. Right, next slide, please. Right. More about this. Jesus is the truth in that he's the genuine one. He's the real article. There are counterfeit Christs around, we're told. Plenty coming claiming that they're the one that can show you the truth. They'll lead you off. If it doesn't match up with Jesus, it's not right. There's an old little poem. I'll tell you this. There, what do you think of Christ? That's the test to try by both your aim and your scheme. You'll never be right in the rest until you think rightly of him. So Jesus is your reference point. Next slide, please. How about this? Bit of chemistry for you. Do you know what litmus paper is?
Yes.
What's it for?
Seeing whether something's acid or alkaline.
It tells you whether something is acid or alkaline. Yes, it's whether it'll burn you or not. Yes, the stuff. Yeah. Okay, so litmus is you put the stuff in the solution and it changes to a certain colour and you can check it against the chart as to how acidic it is. Or how alkaline it is. Yes, that's what it is. So, this little piece of paper will tell you what it is. Jesus does that about when he's the truth. If it doesn't match up with Jesus, it's a lie. He can test out the other teachings that are around. People will say this, that and the other. But if it isn't what Jesus says, doesn't match up with what he says, it's not true. So, he's the truth. Next slide, please. And lastly, I've got some nice picture of the various options of travelling along. There's a nice road at the bottom there in the mountains. There's one by the stream there. There's another one going up there. There are lots of choices you can make in life, aren't there? Lots of choices. Which is the safe one? It's the one that Jesus says. The way he goes, follow him. Right? That's important. Because you will find this, it's in Proverbs. It turns up, it says, there is a way that seems right to man. You heard that one? There is a way that seems right to man, and the end of it is death. Yeah. If you take that middle road down there, you're going to finish up in the lake. Yes? Not a very good idea. So, follow Jesus. No matter what society says, no matter what culture says, Jesus' way is the right way. Because that's the way God's designed it. And the results will be blessing. You might not be well thought of for it, but the blessing of God will be on you. Right, next please. So, he also says, I am the life. Can you read that? I don't know if you can you read it? I am the life. He's the source of life. He brings life. He gives life. He is life himself. In John's Gospel, right in the beginning there, in the prologue, there's verse 4. It says, in him was life, and that life was the light of men. Yes. Jesus is the source of life. He is the original that brings life into this world. If you read Genesis, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And God said. Yes? And when God speaks, it's Jesus speaking. That's what John's Gospel is telling us. He speaks life into things. He brings things into being. So he's the source. I am the life, he says. Next it. Right. How about this? Can you figure out what that is? There are necessities for life. Four essentials for life.
Food.
Food. Oh, you're good at that. You got it off.
Food.
Water,
shelter,
spiritual food, spiritual life. You know, our schools don't get it now. They're all in for the four basics, or the three basics. Yeah, food, water and housing, you know, something over the heads. That's what life's all about in our society today, isn't it? Do you know there's a survey amongst, quite a wide range of people saying our young people have got very little hope these days about the future. Seriously depressed about the future. Why? Because they've only got three bits in their life. They want the fourth part, which is the hope that Jesus brings. You live for a purpose. When you've got Jesus, there's a reason for living. There's a direction in your life. Yes? Without that, what does it mean? It's what it says in the book of Ecclesiastes, like old Solomon said. Empty. Absolutely empty. Vanity of vanities, it's all a joke. Yes? Well, it is if you haven't got God. But when you've got the Lord, he gives you life direction. Something to live for. Something worth living for. Praise the Lord. Next slide, please. And about this. Do you know this one? Have you seen that one? Oh, those of us that are of an age will remember this.
Good Lord.
It's the good life. Yes. Was that nice? Yes. That was a good program, wasn't it? Yes. Right, okay. What do I mean? Who's living the good life? Yes? Question. Okay, here's this couple, the good, sat there, yeah? And they're their neighbours. Who was living the good life? None of them.
The freeholders.
Ah, well, yes. What am I getting at is this. What people think is good isn't always what is right, you know? And, well, who would you prefer to be? we reserve options on that one, do we? Yes. Well, let me tell you this. We know this, yeah. I mean, Nick McCallies as hippies, they've got no idea either, have they, really, what life's about, yeah? What about these? These are the successful ones in society. More miserable people are successful people, you can't believe, yes? Right? So, the good life is what Jesus brings. As I say, he brings direction, he brings you. Brings you love. Quality. Do you know what makes life worth living? Is relationships. You knew that, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah? It's not stuff. It's relationships. What makes life worth living. If you've got good friends, people care for you, and you can care for, that makes the difference. And so, Jesus brings that. He brings you a personal relationship with God, but also with other people, as brothers and sisters too. That's good life. Yeah. He is the life. Next thing, please. Right. And now we've got the glint cake. Here we are, yes. Right. I am the life. He gives you grace for now. Jesus gave these words to his disciples just before he went back to heaven. Teach them to obey everything I've commanded you, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That's another I am, by the way. I've included that because it fits in so nicely. Jesus has promised to be with us on the journey. Is that great? Yes? It's not like the First World War generals. You know, where he said to the men in the trenches, tomorrow we're going over the top. It's going to be bombs and blood, bullets flying everywhere. It's going to be terrible. And one of the soldiers says, well, why are you looking so cheerful? He says, because I'm not going. Right? Yes, you're that's going. Yeah. Well, Jesus says, I'm going with you. Yeah. Whatever challenges life have got to throw at you, he's there with you. Makes a lot of difference. Here's your mint cake, friends. Kendall Mint Cake was designed for walkers on the hills, you know, to give them enough energy to keep them going if they're in difficult situations. Yeah. I'm not here to advertise, so I've not got any, Kendall Mint Cake or anything. Yeah. But the idea being is you need sustaining while you're on the journey. Yeah, it's not good enough. It's not just good enough to start it. That's great. Yeah, to finish it, you've got to keep going in between. And you need Jesus to help you in that one. He is the life. Next sentence. Right, and he says, I am the life. About the future. This is the promise which he made to us. Eternal life. That's in 1 John chapter 2. Jesus promised us eternal life. What's eternal life? What would you say? How do you measure eternal life? It's not just about length, you know. It's not just about on and on and on and on. Eternal life is about the quality of life as well. Yes? Eternal life begins now. And it's a quality of life that Jesus came to bring. So, you've got a future with Jesus. Yeah, that's good to know. Right? That doesn't matter. What age you start at, doesn't matter. When you start with Jesus, you've got a future. Whether it's 9 or 90, makes no odds. You've got a future when you've got Jesus. Wonderful. Let's be pleased, yeah? Right, so, I think this is the last one. It's an astonishing claim that Jesus is making. You know, and many didn't want to know. They even threatened to stone him because they objected to his claiming to be the Son of God. It's an astonishing claim. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So the question is, are you convinced? I took this picture, I saw it on the internet, I picked it up. I think it's a children's picture, but it really is a superb illustration of what it's about, you know. The life that we have with Jesus begins on a journey. We come to, the first place we come to is the cross. It's where Jesus died to pay for your sins and mine. You can't go any further until you get to that spot and deal with what sin is. That's what I said, that chap that challenged me to think, what's the door that answers the issue? And it is, whoever deals with death and sin has cracked it. Well, Jesus dealt with sin and he rose from the dead. You can't beat that! Okay, so, he came to die on the cross to pay for your sins and mine. Have you been to the cross? Are you on the journey that far?
Yeah.
Right? That's the place to start. That's where your sins are forgiven. That's where the old life is dealt with. Right? So we start there. And then, this little, I assume it's a girl, might be a boy, you never know. They said the journey then continues to what?
The Bible.
The Bible. Why the Bible? It's the life manual, friends. It's your guide. He promises to speak to you through it, to direct you in how to live, the choices to make. Because there are some what look very attractive choices in the world which will bite you. And there are some that they say are rubbish that will bless you. So the Bible is your guide to get you going. And where are we going to finish off?
Paradise.
Paradise, yes. That's a really brilliant picture, you know. It really is. So, question is, will you follow and trust him in life's challenges? That's whether you've been on the journey a long time or not, that's what it's about, friends. Yeah. God's there to encourage you, to help you, to bless you. Jesus says, I'll be with you all the way. Right? Will you trust him in the next challenge you face? It's great to believe God for what's happened, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's about believing God what's coming is the part of it as well. So we need to trust him. And I promise you, he won't let you down. He's not in the business of letting down. Because he is faithful. He is the way, the truth, I'm the life. I think that's it, is it? Yes. Let's just preach. And if you haven't started the journey, come to the cross. Ask God to forgive your sins and to make you one of his children. If you're on the journey, ask God to help you to understand what his Bible is saying about how to live the way Jesus wants you to live. And for all of us, whatever part of the journey we're on, thank God, we've got a destiny. We have a destination we're heading towards. We've got a hope and a future in Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Bless us, we pray, and help us to faithfully follow the way, the Lord Jesus. Thank you, you're the truth. We know where we're going. We know who we're trusting. And Lord, you've given us life. Not just survival, but living, Lord. And Lord, we say thank you for all these things. Who you are, what you've done. And we bless you now. Father God, for your Son, our Lord Jesus.